As mentioned, we start the third hour by having a conversation with a tight end for the Browns, two-time Pro Bowler. 26 receptions, 249 yards, 14 first downs, and a TD in 8 games this season. He had only one drop on 97 targets last year. He entered the year leading all tight ends in catch percentage over the past 3 years. He was a first-team all-conference player at Stanford. He was the 81st pick overall in 2016. The Browns are 7-3. They're at Jacksonville on Sunday. That's a CBS game. Austin Hooper is back in the jungle. Austin, what's going on? How are you?
What's up, brother? Good. Just enjoying the Victory Monday. How you doing?
Dude, you took it right out of my mouth. I was going to say, I'm doing great, actually. How good does a Victory Monday feel in late November?
It's great, buddy. Both of us being West Coast guys, you know, a little chilly in this part of the country, but still feels great, you know, being a Victory Monday. Can't complain.
We're talking Austin Hooper, no doubt. You know, you and I have talked about the elements and the weather in the past, both being California guys. The last 2 weeks, Austin, the weather has been nasty. All right, so you're a California guy. You played with the Falcons. What's it been like playing in that kind of weather and the kind of elements that you've had to deal with and see the last couple of weeks? What's that been like?
Yeah, we're not indoors anymore, brother. really makes you have to really focus just and understand how Mother Nature actually does affect and dictate what you can do offensively. Like, you know this, Bucks, playing for all your fans out there. Like, the wind's blowing 50 miles an hour. Like, you can't really throw the ball. Like, the wind is going to push that, you know, that pigskin around the field. So you got to, you know, change what you do offensively in time, you know, depending upon what Mother Nature gives you. So that's obviously being, having the first 4 years of my career being inside for the most part, like, that's really changed my entire philosophy of what Mother Nature can do in terms of dictating and affecting games. And the other day, luckily, there wasn't wind, so we're still able to sling the ball around and do our thing. But yeah, man, like, when you're outside, I mean, Mother Nature definitely does dictate what you can do.
Austin Hooper's joining us. I appreciate that. Listen, you're 10 games in, and you've got these great opportunities that are still in front of you, and I know you're focused on that. But at this point of the year, how would you describe the identity of this team?
I think Stefanski and Andrew Berry have done a good job of just cultivating what they want to build, which is, you know, the identity of Cleveland, which is just blue collar, grab your lunch pail and go to work. Like, for example, I know you've been watching it, but like, see me in Atlanta versus me here. Like, I've, you know, my role has changed where it's like, you know, we're one of the top, you know, rushing attacks in the world. Like, so, I mean, it's really changed like my emphasis of what I need to do and what I need to work on and like what I need to do to allow us to do my part and for us to be successful as a team. So, I mean, just grab your lunch pail, go to work, block, you know, some of the premier edge players in this league and, you know, and execute the play action keepers that come off that and execute the, you know, 3-5, 7-step dropbacks that come off when it's time to execute them. So, I'm just really happy with what we're doing right now. I mean, I still don't think we're, you know, at our full potential, but I think that's the exciting part with our group. So I think we've done some good things, but I still think that there's another level we can go to. So we just got to keep working, and hopefully we'll get there.
We're talking Austin Hooper. See, the thing is, like, you've embraced this role, but I'm not sure that everybody would. When you look at your resume, you're a two-time Pro Bowler. You've put up enormous receiving numbers in the past. I mean, it seems to me it might be pretty easy to complain that you're not getting enough targets, that you need the ball more. But you're dominating in the run game. You're taking advantage of the opportunities. Like, what is your mindset and your approach when a guy in your position very clearly could demand the ball?
Sure. I mean, I've always been a team first guy, and I think that's why Andrew Berry and Stefanski, and obviously the Haslams, gave me the opportunity to come here. Because at the end of the day, it's not about me. Like, I mean, having Odell here and having Jarvis here, you know, I mean, just prolific guys are going to be in history books when it's all said and done. So, I mean, it's like, you know, who am I, Jim Rome? Be like, oh, I want this, this, this. Like, you know what? Like, we have phenomenal runners. We have phenomenal offensive line. And this is just the style of ball we play. And, like, at first, like, I'd be lying to you and your listeners and said at times, like, if there was ever a moment where I was like, oh, man, am I a little bit frustrated? But I realized, like, you know what? Like, there's a bigger picture here that's just more so than just my own immediate self. And once I really embraced that internally and, you know, wholeheartedly accepted that, it's allowed me to be just so much happier in my role and just allowed me to, you know, flourish in my role here.
We're talking Austin Hooper. You know, the one name you did not mention is a guy I want to ask you about, Rashard Higgins, a.k.a. Hollywood. He was on the show, Austin, last week, man. This guy is amazing. Like, he talked about the fact that there's so many different guys that can step up week to week and produce. Like, from that standpoint, what do you make of the depth and the quality the team has? And then what kind of a positive impact does his energy have on that room?
Oh, man, I mean, Higgy, I'm sure you've got a you got to understand a piece of it when you're speaking to him. I mean, just great energy. I mean, high energy, just like the Dallas kid. Like, you know, when he's in the room, you notice. When he's on the field, you notice. And that's just who he is, a positive, productive force we have on our team. And just like a guy who's kind of lead by example more than his words, just goes out there, does the work every day in practice. So when he got his opportunity, when Odell went down, he was, you know, PFF grade him, correct me if I'm wrong, like one of the top receivers, was it Bengals? You know, I mean, just regardless, like when he got his opportunity, fully embraced it and ran with it, and people around him saw the way he worked in practice, like no one was surprised. So, I mean, we're with guys like that on our team, like we have the opportunity to do something pretty cool here.
Okay, so what about that, Austin? Austin Hooper is my guest. You're 7-3. You've got an opportunity to do something really cool. Like the offense, it's got another level, right? And what would that other level look like to you?
Great question, Jim. I'll just say, like, you know, it's kind of cliche, but just like consistency. I feel like there's always something, like, you know, where I didn't do enough on the block here that could have spring Chubb here. You know what I mean? Just like 11 guys on the field, just like one guy here on this play, one guy here on this play. I just feel like once we really are able to be consistent enough, like I really think that's going to be our next step. Cause, I mean, I'm not there yet. I still need, you know, I still think there's another level that my game can go to, and I'm sure a lot of my teammates feel the same way.
Yeah, but Austin, at the same point, at the same time, you did make that block to spring Chubb. In fact, there's been so much talk about that Nick Chubb play against Houston where he ran out of bounds. I want to talk to you about that, but I want to talk about the blocking job that you did and the fact that you absolutely dominated your guy on that play. We've talked about your blocking in the past, but how much pride do you take in a run like Chubb's when you know you had that guy on the edge and you flattened him?
Yeah, it was pretty cool to be a part of, knowing that's going to be on you know, Nick Chubb's highlight tape forever. I got to be a part of, a special player's history. It's going to be pretty cool, you know, when I can look back on it 140. But, yeah, it was pretty crazy, Jim. I'm pulling out. It was like a pin and pull, you know, toss play, try to get to the edge. And I'm going up. My job on that play is to block the widest defender on that play particularly. That was, ended up being the corner, and the corner saw it and just tried to, like, dive, you know, at my legs. So I just jumped on him and put him on the ground, and Nick took it, and the rest is history. So that was pretty cool to be a part of.
It's good to have that on tape. Austin Hooper is joining us. Now, you had to miss some time last month, Austin, because of an appendectomy. Anybody who has had appendicitis knows how awful that is, man. When did you first notice something was wrong, and what was it like to learn that you had appendicitis of all things?
Super crazy. So, like, Thursday night, I go to a steakhouse, just grab a quick bite. Friday morning, I wake up, I'm like, yeah, you know, like, I think I'm having some indigestion or whatever. Like, didn't really, you know, I was like, oh, it's nothing, right? Like, I'll try to go to the bathroom, like, I'll be fine. I'm like, this is actually starting to hurt a little bit. My stomach's swelling. Like, something's not quite right. Let me talk to the trainer. Maybe they'll give me some. And, like, point me where it hurts. I'm like, oh, you're going to the hospital right now. I'm like, whoa, plot twist. This has just gotten very real.
Right?
But luckily I caught it before it burst, and here I am a few weeks post-surgery, 100% back to normal, so can't complain.
Let me ask you this. Your former Falcons teammate Alex Mack went through a similar procedure. What did he tell you about coming back from it?
First he was like, man, I feel for you. I know how it is. That sucks. He said you should be good to go, but then he said, he's like, oh, I also don't run across the middle and get hit in my internal organ, so I don't know. So Alex was pretty realistic and funny with it in his own way. If you know Alex, like, that's just his personality, good dude, but he gave me some good insight just in terms of, like, what to do and what not to do, so grateful to have him as a resource.
We're talking to Austin Hooper for a few more moments. Now, normally you and I will, and I enjoy this part of the conversation where you break down a play, but rather than doing that here, can you break down the week? Like this week, it's Monday, you've got Jacksonville on Sunday. What are the next few days like for you?
Sure. So, the fans, you said earlier in the year, like, you get us to 7 wins, we'll give you a victory Monday. So, Jim, we actually got a true victory Monday in the I guess in the weird way that COVID is, we still obviously had to go in the morning and test, and I had a random drug test, even though I didn't score a touchdown. You know how that goes. You only get one of those if you score a touchdown. But so I went in and got my drug test. Like, that's just like the day you have the option of lifting on Mondays or not. And normally you would watch film, but with us having Victory Monday, we obviously don't have to go in. Tuesday's your off day league-wide. Wednesday's your real work day where you put in your base run game, base pass plays. You get a lift in. Thursday is more third down emphasis, and Friday's red zone. And Saturday, walk through, fly down to, in this case, will be Jacksonville this upcoming week, and Sunday's game day.
You know, I appreciate that breakdown. And then really quickly, Austin, about the defense. I mean, there was a lot made of the fact, of course, that Myles Garrett could not go, and you know what he means to the team. So how impressed were you with the way that unit stepped up and rallied even without him?
Oh, incredible. I mean that again, you're speaking about depth at our receiver position. We have some depth in terms of some pass rushers, too. I mean, Olivier Vernon having a ridiculous day, Adrian Claiborne, my guy, former Falcon, the savvy old man, still out there getting some work in, doing his thing. I mean, and just tremendous job on the back end with guys like Terrence Mitchell and, of course, Denzel Ward, who's playing at an unreal level right now. So it's cool, Jim, when you got more than just, everyone just wants to make it out as, you know, it's just Miles out there, and he is, you know, a transcendent talent. But there are a lot of guys out there that are incredibly talented as well. So it's cool to have some depth.
That is cool. He is a two-time Pro Bowler, and he entered this year leading all tight ends in catch percentage over the past 3 years. Cleveland 7-3. It's a Victory Monday. Cleveland is at Jacksonville on Sunday. Austin, had to bring you back. Had to get caught up, man. I appreciate you very much. Enjoy that Victory Monday. You guys earned it.
All right, brother. Talk soon.
Be good, man. Austin Hooper is a jungle legend. They're 7-3.